was expected that a well-bred lady of the 18th century be accomplished in music. She should be able to provide entertainment to the household, but all within the privacy and confines of the home. To want to perform publicly and to make a career of music, well, that was a different matter altogether. Anne Ford broke these conventions. Born in London in 1732, she received an uncommonly thorough education for a girl of the time, including languages, art, and dancing, and she was taught music by eminent teachers of the day. Her father was happy for her to perform on Sundays and for guests to attend these family concerts. But Anne wanted more, and when she was 23, she tried to perform in public. Her father was furious, and he had her arrested and confined to the home. Her wish to perform was seen as doubly scandalous, as one of the instruments she played was the viola da gamba, an instrument considered to be preserve of male performers. Anne would not be put off, and in 1760 held successful subscription concerts. The adverts for these show that she performed on the viola da gamba, sang, and played the guitar. Now in the public eye, she received the unwanted attentions of the Earl of Jersey, who offered her £800 a year to become his mistress. She refused his offer, and in revenge he tried to sabotage one of her concerts by organizing one on the same night. But she emerged victorious, with her concert drawing the greater crowds. It was at this time that her portrait was painted by Thomas Gainsborough. She's elegantly dressed and clutching an English lute. The viola da gamba is in the background. But there's something unusual. Her legs are crossed at the knee, a stance considered unfeminine, and perhaps a hint of her rebellious nature. Anne married in 1762, and there was very little in the way of musical performances after that. Some 30 years later, she'd been travelling with her husband in France when he died. She got caught up in the French Revolution and was arrested as a foreigner and imprisoned. Eventually, there was a decree that prisoners who could prove that they could earn their own living would be pardoned, and Anne was able to prove that she could earn money through her music, and she was released. It's known that Anne Ford composed beautiful adagios, but none of her compositions have survived. So here's a piece by her friend and contemporary, Carl Friedrich Abel, the extraordinary arpeggiata from his Viola da Gamba suite in D minor. It's played here by Paolo Pandolfo. That was the arpeggiata from the Viola da Gamba Suite in D minor by Abel. It was played by Paolo Pandolfo. This bonbon and many others are to be found on the FMR website.